Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, and welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I was a casting director for film and TV and commercials for over 30 years. I transitioned to a celebrity acting coach after I cast a film, New Jersey Drive, with executive producer Spike Lee and director Nick Gomez. I auditioned every rapper from Biggie Smalls to Tupac. And I realized that rappers and musical artists, they needed help transitioning to acting. My clients consist of musical artists from Busta Rhymes to Eve, Missy Elliott, Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and Vanessa Simmons, to name a few. I also coach sports stars and host as well. I feel I have the best of both worlds. As a casting director, I know exactly what they're looking for. And as an acting coach, I can coach you to be remembered in that room. Now, I know actors want to get the job. I get that. But being remembered by a casting director, that is powerful. And now it's time for meditation of the day. You must act as if it is impossible to fail. Ashanti proverb. I want to say as actors that you have to see yourself on a set. You have to see yourself accepting a deal memo, being able to visualize your destiny, your career, your journey is a big part of creating it as well. And you have to go with an attitude that nothing is impossible. Just because someone else said no doesn't mean everybody else is going to say no. You have to act as if you already had, and you have to act as if there is no belief, no sense of impossible. Will Smith has a line that he says, when people ask you about, and I'm paraphrasing, but when people ask you what your plan B is plan A. Exactly. Why would you not think that it's going to happen? You are a creative and a created being. What you must continue to do as actors is support and nurture and protect that part of you. And in doing so, in your self-talk, in your cheerleading to yourself, know that nothing is impossible. Today, I will embrace the truth that nothing is impossible.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone to look out for my new show, Inside the Black Box. I'll be co-hosting with the great Joe Morton. We'll be on Crackle Network real soon. I'll keep you posted. Welcome to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. And I'm your guest today. And I will be doing part two of my book, The Spirited Actor: Principles for a Successful Audition. I had such a great time sharing part one with you guys, and I like to revisit my work and see, you know, this business itself is timeless. The only thing that really changes are the stories, but the protocol, the procedures, they all remain the same. And so just wanted to see how timeless some things were, and also some recent things that I have discovered and embraced and created templates and things under Spirited Actors. So yeah, we're going to start with chapter two. And I want to say that the Spirited Actor Principles for a Successful Audition can be purchased at authorshouse.com or Amazon Books. So blessed. And I would appreciate love. So, chapter two, check in with yourself. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won even before you started. Marcus Garvey. Before you rehearse your acceptance speech or plan how you're going to spend your millions as a star, I suggest you have an honest conversation with yourself. If you are not someone who deals with constructive criticism well, then you might want to reconsider this business. You need to understand that Everything is based on someone else's opinion. One director may love you while another one does not. You must learn not to take anything personal. The important thing is how you feel about yourself. It is a fact that the audition process is intimidating and uncomfortable, but it is the only process that we have. So you must learn to maintain your power in it. One way an actor can give up their power is by overreacting to the celebrity director or actor who may be present in the audition space. Usually, I would say the callback space. It is wonderful to admire and respect other people's work, but remember to leave it at that. Never put anyone on a pedestal higher than yourself. Your self-worth is valuable and important too. When you define your own success, you don't seek validation from anyone else. If you want to improve your auditions, then change your attitude and perception of what the audition really is about. The more you know about the process, the more empowered you feel. I would like to share this with you. I'm a casting director. My job is to find the best talent for the director. Without actors, I don't have a job. So who really has the power? Yes, you do. So use it to your advantage and perform. Don't waste unnecessary energy trying to figure out the casting director or determine whether they, quote unquote, like you. Your focus should be on your performance and doing your best. That's where your power is. When actors in a callback situation enter the space, some of our callbacks are live now. It is the actor's job for those precious minutes. I apologize. It's the casting director's job for those precious minutes to give actors their undivided attention. I'm going to read that again. When actors enter the callback stage space, if it's live, a casting director wants the actor for the role. It is the casting director's job for those precious minutes to give the actor their undivided attention. There are times when a casting director may be preoccupied with something, but don't let that detour your performance. Capture their attention with a dynamic performance. This business can be very tiresome, not just emotional, but physically. It is vital for you to maintain a healthy diet and exercise routine. Being healthy can also extend your youthfulness, which is always an advantage. Put foods into your body that strengthen you rather than wear you down. By staying physically fit, you gain that much needed energy during those long hours on a set. That energy will fuel you to soar because you understand that failure is lack of preparation. So before we move on to chapter 3, which is failure is lack of preparation, I want to talk about a couple of points here. And I want to start with health, because a lot of times, and especially in this world of IG, this world of TikTok, and just tremendous visuals, people think that they need a certain status or, you know, live in a certain place, have a certain amount of money, have X amount of cars, if you buy into what the visuals tell you. But I'm here to tell you that you need to fall in love. You need to absolutely fall in love with yourself, because when you love yourself, you want to do good by yourself. It's not me telling you and suggesting for you to be healthy. You want to be healthy, and that motivates you enough to start to buy more vegetables, to buy more fruits, to maybe walk more or swim. I can't wait to get back in the pool, but swim more. Just do things that make you feel good and put things in your body that make you feel good. Exercise, move your body. Don't let it get stiff, because you're going to need this when you get on the set. Now, things have changed since COVID, because I can tell you, I know what it's like to work 24 hours straight. I know what it's like to work on Barbershop One 6 days a week, 16 hours a day. One day off a week, which was Sunday, and we crammed laundry, everything. And honestly, I was writing this book at that time. I was cramming editing this book at that time. So you need stamina to be in this business and create these habits now so that they just become a part of you. You know, another thing, not just women, men. And also, but, you know, you want your skin to be great after you walk away from this project. And if you and the makeup that they apply in film and TV and commercials, much heavier than, you know, how we walk around in real life for some of us, no judgment. However, you must get in the habit of really washing your face at the end of the shoot, and just, you know, taking care of your skin, not just, you know, really ridding it of that heavy makeup, heavy foundation. The lights have been burning on you all day. Just rejuvenated with the vitamins that you need. Like this is work, it's discipline, but in the long run, you know, you'll be able to, if you want to walk outside your house like Alicia Keys and have no makeup at all, you know, it's fine, because your skin is healthy. You know, you're showing off your beautiful face. So start to develop those habits if you don't have them now, or at least think about that. And know that that's a part of, you know, being an actor. You know, you want to make sure you look good. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, it's just the euphoria. You know what I'm talking about. So let's talk about, you know, this, especially now since we are in the world of Zoom. When you guys do these submissions, I want to start off first by just in imploring you to get the right equipment. You must have. I saw a picture last night that an actor showed me. Their background was completely black. Okay. Then they had on a black shirt. Okay. And I told them that they needed new pictures. It's all about energies and feeling good, and you creating the life in which you choose. Colors are really, really, trust me on this, they really are part of that. So when you wear colors, and you should try this, step outside your comfort zone, get some colors, put them on, and watch how people react to you. Colors stimulate the brain. They make you feel good. And so you want, especially when you don't, you know, I'm old school in a sense that I come from live auditions. So I know what it's like to sit in the room, have my assistant go out and bring you in, waiting for you. You come in, you're nervous. You know, I don't know who you are. Like, I'm nervous. We're both nervous, but we're trying to find, you know, this common footing, this place where we could just bring it down and support each other, right? I want you to win in the room. You, of course, want to win in the room. Now we don't have that luxury, now that I look back. It's sitting and watching submissions and getting, you know, trusting your instinct even more to be able to dissect that talent in, you know, 2 to 5 minutes. another inclusive of getting the right equipment, which is your background, which is your lighting, and sound is very important. Okay. And it's extremely important in a film and TV as well. But sound, making sure your sound is together. And then the setup, less is more. Unless it's a part of the scene, you can bring in a prop or you can have a costume implying this character. You don't have to go out and get an actual Elizabethan wardrobe. Simple, less is more. And in your slate, show us your personality. That's one thing that we miss now in not being present and live, is that we don't get to extract your personality, you know, behind this actor, right? And again, this is show business. So you want to be able to show the side to us that we can, we have to trust that you can carry a film or be a co-starring or, you know, a day player in this film and be responsible, show up on time, your lines, have done all the work to prepare for this character, right? We don't have that opportunity in a Zoom or watching your tape. So in your slate, do you like your name? Do you like where you live? Do you like your height? Let us see inklings of your personality through your slate and be happy to be there. Don't make me feel like somebody forced you to submit, you know, be there because you choose to and you love what you do, which is acting, right? And one more thing I just want to say is that actors need to really look at the other side where the grass is greener in terms of auditions, because one of the things that you guys have access to that you didn't have access when we were doing live is to know, you would know like the director, you would know the producer and the casting director. But the way that things are submitted, and if when you're a part of Access, Actors Access and backstage, you get the full information of the total crew. So you start to see the executive producers and, you know, the writer. And that's a really good way to gauge your movement, right? So let's say when you started on Actors Access, you were getting a lot of extra submission. That's before you put on your reel, right? You added your reel. And now that you've added your reel, you are in a position now where people see your work. So as they see your work now, once you've added your reel to your Actors Access or your backstage, then you start to get projects, right, that now are maybe day player. You have one, two lines. You start to see the elevation in the submissions that you are getting, right? And you, by reading the credits, you need to read the executive producers, the directors, the other producers, IMDb.com, these people, as you start to move in being submitted to other, you know, co-starring roles or leading roles, you'll start to see how you're moving in the crew side of it, right? The different producers that you're working with. And when you're talented, trust me when I tell you, people talk about you. It's not only the casting director and the director and the producers. Sound guys have recommended actors to me. Grips, you know, everybody is watching you on a set. Everybody is watching because we, one, want to work with dependable, reliable people. And two, we want to have fun. And we want to get it done as a team. So we like working with really all, not just great actors, but great people. Be a good person. Always be a good person. Always, you know, get that one thing that I do all the time when I'm on a set, right before, a week before we wrap, I get the call sheet and I get thank you cards and I handwrite thank you cards to everybody on the crew that I work with. Little things like that mean a lot to people. Because sometimes people don't get recognized. And when you recognize other people and they see that you see them, you know, it really elevates their performance even more. They'll stay a couple of hours late. They'll have your back. And we're all in this together. We really are all in this together. Okay, so I want to give you the exercises to chapter 2, and then we're going to move on to chapter 3. So one of the exercises, and, you know, I'm digging deep for you. I want you to dig deep, right? So exercise 1 is, what are your fears? Really go under the layers of who you are and address those fears, address them, acknowledge them, shine light on them, because they disappear in the darkness when you shine light on them. What are your fears? 2, create a list, material or non-material, that you want. It's great to want. We have wants every single day. We don't not want. We always want. 3, create a list of things that you are grateful for. And I always suggest at least 100. Mm-hmm. And put it somewhere where you can see it every day. And this is 4, define your success. I'm so big on this, define your success. If you do not define your success, someone else will. And you don't want that. Define your success. And last, 5, write 3 things that you would like to change about yourself. 3 things that you would like to change about yourself. This book also evolved from, I was at a place in teaching where I really wanted to build the spirits of actors, because I felt like at that point in my career, I was meeting some dynamic, talented folks. However, this business has a way sometimes of beating up on your spirit. And so that's why I wanted to write this book too, is just to remind you guys for yourselves of what you're made of, whose you are. When you know your history, when you know who you know whose you are. And in that is a power, because you create your own destiny, not somebody else. It's you, your thoughts, your words, and believing that manifestation of what it is that you want is going to happen. There's no negotiating. There's no, it is, period. That's it. And we evolved to that. Okay. We evolved. I've evolved to that. Okay. We're going to go into chapter 3, which is, failure is lack of preparation. There are no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. Colin Powell. One of the biggest mistakes you can make as an actor is not preparing for your audition. The preparation needed for an audition ranges from the interpretation of the character to the appropriate attire. Once you get the script or sides, pages of a script, I suggest that you read the material at least 3 times. First, find out what the story is about, right? No highlighter. How am I going to say these lines? Read the story of the script or the sides. Second, try to understand the relationship between your character and the other characters in the story. Finally, you need to make a choice for your character and become your character. Remember, acting is not imitating or pretending. It is recreating the human experience. Therefore, you need to pull from your own experience or seek the information needed of that experience to help create the character. For instance, your character is in an abusive relationship and you have never had that experience. Then you need to do research for your character by reading literature or having a conversation with a counselor, someone who counsels a person in that type of relationship. This homework will pay off in the long run because your character will become more richer and more authentic. There are several schools, including the Spirited Actor, for instance, Stella Adler, American Academy of Dramatic Arts, the Actors Studio, that teach different acting techniques. It won't hurt you to take advantage of these classes because they will teach you the discipline needed to succeed in this business. Actors often ask, "How do I dress for the audition?" You should dress according to the character. If you are auditioning for a role of a businessman, then you don't want to dress in a jogging suit. You need to use your best judgment in your attire. When you don't know what to wear, always go for comfort. Always go for comfort. It is a scientific fact that colors stimulate the brain waves. You should find out what color accentuates you the most. A director will never remember your name, but they will remember the color of the outfit that you were wearing. Preparing for your audition in advance can alleviate and relieve you of unwanted stress and nerves. And instead of hanging out the night before an audition, partying with your friends, take the time to prepare. I am often in awe of actors who have a sense of urgency about making it in this business. However, they do not apply themselves with that same work ethic in preparing for an audition. It's work. You are becoming someone else and living their journey, not acting like you are that person. We should walk out, whether you are portraying a real life person or someone a character we've never seen before, Matrix. As an audience, our job is to believe you and to enjoy and to between 125 minutes and maybe a bigger budget, 2.5 hours. We believe and we go on the journey. My advice is to understand and appreciate, love the journey, because every experience you have will parlay to the next. Do whatever you need to calm yourself and relax. As you prepare for your audition, make sure you arm yourself with the right prompts. Okay, couple of bullet points from here. Preparation is really key. I want to give this example to you guys because recently I was working on these sides where there was a female character who was a wedding planner, and her character description was overly caffeinated wedding planner. Now, about nine times out of 10 women, okay, I'll give it seven. Seven out of 10 women would all approach this character in the same way. They would be bouncing off the wall like they were on crack or highly caffeinated, overly caffeinated. Before you get to that conclusion, you have to know why. Why is she heavily caffeinated? What is the reason behind this characteristic that the writer chose to give you, the actor, to sum up who this person was? And the character description was overly caffeinated wedding planner. Now, as you read the script, I apologize, as you read the sides, you learn that this woman, this wedding planner, she plans for the elite, Hollywood's A-list, you know, whatever, you know, category, politicians, whatever. She is A-list, highly regarded, and very, very, very expensive. Now, when you read the script, she is in the process of taking a couple through this venue for a possible wedding, right? And she is overly caffeinated, in my opinion, after reading it, because she does work with A-list talent, which could be very demanding, high-strung, stressful, and she may only get 2 or 3 hours of sleep. So the over-caffeinated part is the fact that she needs to stay up and be up and up because of the pacing of the type of job and the clientele and what she deals with. She might have clients overseas and have to be up at 2 in the morning. She might have clients on the West Coast or the East Coast. There's a reason that she's overly caffeinated, not just for actresses to say, okay, I'm just going to talk really fast. I'm going to move really fast. No. Because when you have the understanding, now you understand, oh, yeah, she's in a high-paced gig. She deals with, yeah, she doesn't get a lot of sleep. Okay, that caffeine is a jolt for her, is a recharge for her. Because she's getting ready to either show a venue, she's getting ready to meet with a high-powered client, something, because that's the lifestyle that she has, right? Okay, so as actors, you guys are also detectives, so you should be able to look into the dialogue and find out things, right? So there's a couple, and now I say, after I've read it, I would want to know who this couple is or what their background is, because after the over-caffeinated wedding planner sells the venue to the woman, she has to convince the fiance, who is not convinced. He says to her, this is so big. It's like a concert venue. Now, most concert venues, what, 10, 20,000 minimum, maybe, concert venue. So you have to ask yourself, well, what kind of people are these people and what type of money do they have? Because clearly touring a concert venue costs a lot of money, or a place that simulates a concert venue. And then that's just the space. You still have to be able to put food in there, decorate, music, whatever. So we're, again, this information gives you a lot about who she deals with and the type of clients she has and the money that she deals with, the reputation that she has. So you would get this when you read it the first time as a regular civilian and not trying to figure out how to say anything, read past or through the action, which is a major issue that I have with a lot of actors, because you have to read everything. Even if it's Sharpied, get under that Sharpie and read that. Read everything. Everything applies to the scene. Everything gives you information about the scene, and it's important. Okay, I'm going to give you these exercises that you have for failure is lack of preparation. Okay. I feel like at any moment, Elsa is going to come in and tell me I have 5 minutes. Okay.
Yep.
So here we are. Exercise 1, list the acting classes that you have taken and those you would like to enroll in and why. Okay. That's 1. acting classes, training is where you're going to learn all of this stuff, all of this stuff. Okay. Two, describe what you want to gain from an acting class. Describe what you want to gain from an acting class. That's important. And a lot of classes you can audit. So it's really good if you guys took an opportunity to audit some classes so you can see if that fits on you, right? This is three. How much time do you devote to your craft? Do you have a setup in your place where you can go and restock your pictures and resumes? You know, everything's digital now. So, you know, do what you do, but go over your sides, go over your monologue, call your thespian friend, read lines to each other. Four, what preparations do you take before an audition? That's so important. You need to have preparations before, during, and after. The preparation after, let it go. Let it go. Blow sprinkle dust, you did your best, let it go. Five, how do you react after an audition? And this is giving us some insight on how we need to approach you and what you can do to learn to let these things go, because you have no control. So let it go. Get to work. It's always the next. All right. So that is the end of part two for the Spirited Actor Principles for a Successful Audition by me, Tracy Moore. And now we're Elsa's coming on to give you guys, well, introduce you guys to Spirited Actor alumni, co-executive producer.
Yes. Hello. Hello, everyone. So today we have two very special audience members. Ladies, you can come on. We have the original OGs. We have Miss Leon Amato and Miss Delisa Capri. Welcome back, ladies.
Hi. Thank you. I'm just happy.
I want to do a show about them. I don't even. Man, you guys got to come on and we got to do a show. We have to do a show. That's a great idea, because audience, when you talk about the original, this is the original. And like, oh man, just years of relationships, just our tribe. And resident writer, you guys. Resident writer.
Yes. The original OGs.
Absolutely. You look great, Talisa. That's a great color on you too.
Thank you. You know, I know from your book.
There you go. All right, ladies. So, Jaleesa, you're up first. What's your question?
So my question is about accents with auditions, right? You know, if you don't have a lot of time for prep work, but you've done all that you can, you've done as much research as possible, should we take a stab at the accent that we think that character should be in, or should we do it with feels most comfortable and allow that to be maybe something that we explore maybe in callbacks, or should we even just leave it alone then and just allow them to give us the coach and stuff like that that comes with if we were booked on set?
That's a great question, because it's all about time, you know, time to be able to, and if you are not consistent, I would say don't do it. The worst thing you could do is go in and out of a dialect or an accent. And that is a casting director's pet peeve. What's important is, one, is that important in the breakdown? Do they ask for that? Do they specify that? And then with representation, you can ask, you know, your agent, your manager to get information on that. There's a way of getting an answer. And then let's say you don't get an answer. I would say go for what you feel comfortable and is going to be your strongest performance, because that can be discussed in a callback situation. They will bring on a dialect coach. You know, they like you enough to work with you. So that's always an option.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank Thank you to Lisa.
And
Miss Leanne, Miss Lorraine Hansberry, what is your question?
Miss Tracy. So how important is it to doing what is in the action lines? I feel like the most infamous one is like crying.
Excuse me. That's an excellent question. And this is where when you read it for the first time and you're really reading it for comprehension, you know that you cry. So your work is to figure out a way prior to knowing that you're crying to get to that point where it says you cry, right? So let's say you're breaking up with someone and, you know, you're at the door and you're asking him, you know, can we just talk? Can we work it out? And it says her eyes begin to tear. So you know around there how that line should be delivered so that the tears, so by the time it says she begins to cry, you've already sort of like tapped in and triggered those things to make it happen on that line, as opposed to it looking contrived and you starting to cry on that line. Because that's not how we cry. It builds up, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't believe you put them together. That's so great. Wow. I had such a great night last night with Thomas Q. Jones, and there was an event for his show, Johnson. And it's like, I feel like proud mama when I see you guys, because I was like, I remember when, and look at you now. Going into season 5, and Miles, his song was in the last season, the last episode, and they just soaked him up last night. Like he was, you know, thanks for the music. I was like,
Oh, no.
This is so great. And then to see y'all, this is great. And Muhammad was last night and y'all today. So, okay, I digress. So Spruce is on. All right, I got to get us it out. Sorry, you guys. Look, he's cracking up. I forgot where I was.
Just wrap it. Wrap it into a class session.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
Okay, I muted him. Go ahead.
Okay. I still see him. Okay, those were really, really great questions. Jaleesa Capri and Leanne Amato. I am so happy. Okay, so we're going to come back, and you guys know this. We're going to come back with class in session, and you're going to watch the original OGs on the Spirit Act podcast with me, Tracy Moore.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. So excited. You got OGs that are going to bless you. I'm so happy I get to sit back and watch this. Okay, so I'm going to let Elsa come on and introduce our fabulous thespians.
Yes. So today on Class in Session, we have the two young ladies who originated this segment. We have our very own Leon Hansberry, Miss Leon Amato. Welcome back, Leon.
I'm
yes.
So happy to be here. Thank you. I'm crying. Yeah, right.
Fellow spirited actor.
Award-winning.
Miss Jaleesa Capri. Welcome back, Jaleesa.
Hi, guys.
Yay.
So today's scene is written by the one and only Leon Amato, entitled Keys for Everybody. Exterior, Keith's house, front door, day. Lisa rings the doorbell, surprised to see Michelle answer the door.
Oh, hi. I'm here to get the rest of my stuff.
Michelle opens the door and steps out of the way. Lisa obviously knows where she's going.
So you don't have anything you want to say to me?
Oh, you expecting me to have something to say?
No. You know, I actually don't even know how you can actually face me. But, you know, I just realized the character of who I'm talking to.
You know what? It's not like you wanted to be here, Lisa. So how can you be mad at the next person for stepping up? Someone was going to do it.
When the next one was the one who knew what was going on all along? That's foul. I mean, you knew everything that I was dealing with. How could you use that against me and slide your way in? Little thirsty ass. Just looking for a come up.
Lisa proceeds to get her stuff. Michelle grabs her arms to stop her, but Lisa pulls back.
You know what? Say what you want to say, Lisa. But this is my house now. So please get your stuff and step out. Respectfully.
I think you've forgotten who did who wrong here. I mean, he can go, please. You'll see for your damn self. But to see the one that I looked at closer than family betray me like this and then make me feel like I'm the one who was wrong is low as fuck, Michelle.
You knew it wasn't supposed to go like this. It wasn't meant. It just happened. I told you this.
Yeah, okay. But what happened to God don't like ugly?
I didn't want to have to say it, but he deserves a lot more than what you could give, more than you wanted to give, right? You've been trying to get yourself on this whole time. Let's be honest. And at the end of the day, he deserves children, Lisa. And you knew that. Talking about foul.
Real low, Michelle. You know, he does. But he didn't need to get it from my best friend. You know? But I'm good, Mitch. You'll see for your damn self, sis.
They both notice Keith pull into the driveway. Lisa walks out with her stuff, passing him. They both play like they don't care. He walks in to greet Michelle, who's smiling at him as he proceeds in on the phone, distracted. yet confused at what he just saw. Scene.
Wow. Round of applause. As a writer, Leon, you really know how to pull at the heartstrings, and you know, it's funny, I saw an episode so familiar on Basketball Wives Orlando that I've never seen them before, but it was messy. It was, you know, it was reality TV, right? But to see almost like the same circumstances, but the writing is the key, and of course direction, but the writing, because there, I kept saying to myself, wow, I didn't want to say it, but your character has so much grace, right? And then I'm like, why are you saying that? Because she should not. She sounds like the side chick, the other woman, right? I should be mad at her. But for some reason, I didn't feel bad for your character, Jaleesa, until you said my best friend. For some reason, I just kept saying to myself, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. She's not going to be okay, because you're right. Karma's going to come back. She's going to find out. And wow, smile now, live it now. But it never works that way when it's taken inappropriately or behind people's backs or whatever. And then I love the fact how you held it together. Not so much that you didn't want her to think you still loved him, but more so it's about regaining yourself and your strength to be able to go on. But she, when she started living in that fake world, like he came and exactly, I was like, wow, she's going to be like Portia and new. Okay, never mind. But anyway, it felt like that. I don't know. You guys did a great job. You guys did a really, really super good job. I miss y'all so much. Like, yeah.
We miss you.
Give it up for Jaleesa Capree and Leon Amana, who also is writer in residence. Elsa, thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yes. When we come back on the Spirited Actor Podcast, I'm going to give some love. Welcome to Kudos Corner. Kudos Corner is where we celebrate spirited actors, their work, and just give them an overall hug and love and support. This week's Kudos Corner puts the spotlight on spirited actor Imani Patterson. Actor and rapper Imani Patterson has been acting professionally since he was 8 years old when I cast him as Miles, the son of Gordon and Susan Robinson on the classic children's television show Sesame Street. Imani starred in that role for 8 years. After Sesame Street, Imani picked up and honed his other love, music. Performs as Timeless Biz, Imani released the rap album Feast After Famine through his own The Timeless Group label. He's planning to do more projects to combine his love for both. Kudos to Imani Patterson. And now it's time to give love. You know, a lot of times when you are pursuing your dreams, when you are focused, when you have been inspired and you are ready to make that change and that shift in your life, when you share it, and specifically with family, when you share it with certain family members or friends, you are oftentimes met with resistance. You're met with doubt, fear, limited imagination or belief. And it's usually not coming from you, because you're that person that goes and says, you know what? I just decided I'm not going to, you know, eat fried foods anymore. And I'm really going to work on it every single day. And every day that you don't eat fried foods, you feel better and better. And then you start to share and say, you know what? It does matter. When you eat fried foods, it does affect your mood and this and that, and you start to feel good. You got to hold on to what that feels like.
because not everybody is going to champion you. Not everybody is going to be on that journey with you and support you. Because as I always say, when you are pursuing your dreams, you are a reminder to other people who are not that they are not. And that doesn't feel good. And even though sometimes you may want to and think you are inspiring and encouraging and empowering them, people are not ready to change until they're ready to change. And that is an important lesson to embrace and to hold, because you will maintain your sanity in knowing that. Allow people to change at their own pace, but you continue to grow, and don't allow people to stunt that.
Don't forget to look out for us on our new show, Inside the Black Box. My co-host will be Joe the Legend Morton. It's going to be the Spirited Actor Podcast on steroids. We'll be streaming on the Crackle Network. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you for joining us on the Spirited Actor Podcast with me, Tracy Moore. I look forward to our next Spirited Podcast. Thank you.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.